Last month, the Conservation Law Foundation released a report that said leaky pipes in Massachusetts contribute to a loss of $38.8 million worth of natural gas each year. The losses, they say, are a public safety hazard, contribute to global warming, and force the customers to pick up the bill. Shanna Cleveland is lead author of the report titled Into Thin Air.
The amount of gas that we're losing on the system would be enough to heat 18,000 homes in Massachusetts.
Cleveland said that by looking at the numbers utilities report to the state and federal government, they can determine how much gas gets lost on its way to consumers. Cleveland said that some of the cast iron pipes used to carry natural gas date back to the 19th century.
A fair proportion of that lost and unaccounted for gas that is coming from leaks and could be addressed either through repairing the leaks or replacing this pipeline that in some cases is from the 1800s.
Clean Water Action is another group looking for a solution to the issue. Spokeswoman Becky Smith.
You know, we're just getting started with the most recent data, the over 3,300 leaks that were discovered just in Boston alone is pretty fresh data. And so we will design some steps and activities for our members to engage around, and including likely support for any legislative vehicle that there's currently exists and perhaps into the next session if that's needed also.
State Representative Lori Ehrlich is the lead sponsor of a bill intended to address gas leaks. It's currently awaiting approval by the state Senate. The legislation would require all grades of gas leaks to be reported to the Department of Public Utilities. Currently, grade 1 leaks, which are considered an emergency, must be reported under state law and repaired immediately. Grade 2 leaks must be repaired within 1 year. The bill would address the grade 3 leaks, which are not considered individually to be a significant safety threat. The bill would also require the Department of Public Utilities to investigate if winter patrols should be conducted on the cast iron pipelines. Representative Lori Ehrlich explains.
If this bill is passed in its best possible form, it'll save lives, it'll save money, it saves an important resource, and it'll create jobs to boot.
Barbara Cates Garnick, Energy Undersecretary for the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs, says that the information in the report is important, and currently the state is working with utilities to determine the actual level of gas leaks on a case-by-case basis.
And then the Department of Public Utilities, together with DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection, is looking at the data from the companies, and then we will, have a better determination of the information that they've provided.
The CLF says that in 2010, Massachusetts' own already strict energy efficiency programs helped save over 1 million cubic feet of gas. However, they also said that the gas lost through distribution totals more than what's saved. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau, at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.